We have one
item left over from last year that we had set up the situation in Bava Kamma, where we have a Mishnah that Rav Meir is mechayiv dalet vehei, even in a situation where we have l'chaora achiyav misa and achiyav mamon. That's coming into Ravine. Rav Meir doesn't agree with coming into Ravine. So when I says, no, that's the case of Tavaya Chayadei Acher. That the person who's Chayav Misa is not the person who's going to be Chayav Mamon. And last time we spoke about this whole concept of Tvi Chayadei Acher, how do we deal with Ancient Chedvar Avera, etc. So if that's the case, I mean, we have a machlokas in the Mishnah between Rav Meir and Rabbanan. So how do Rabbanan say your putter if there's no coming midravine? Namely, they're not holding on the case. So my tamayu de rabbanan de patres, the gemara on the bottom line of Lamed Gimel Med Beis, going over to Lamed Dalet Med Aleph, man chachamim Rabbi Shimon hi damar shchita she'ena reuya lo shma shchita. The p'tur is not because of coming midravine. There's no coming midravine. It's tvicha yedayacher. The p'tur is that you're only going to be chayev davad vehei when you have a shchita ru'uya, a shchita that will bring about changing an animal of eivir menachai to being kosher food. And but masha'enkin, when we have a shchita she'ena ru'uya, just as the animal is not going to be edible. So also, you're not going to be chayav dalet vehei. If you steal an animal and you shoot it in the head, that's not dalet vehei. You have to do a tvicha. You need a shchita ru'uya. That's the shita of Rabbi Shimon. Not everyone agrees with Rabbi Shimon, but that's the shita of Rabbi Shimon. So Rashi points out, Rabbi Shimon perk maruba, kisi hadam, va'oso b'yesbeno, namely that this Rabbi Shimon is brought all over Shas. Tosfos points out, over here, Rabbi Shimon Omer Shchita Shenoriya Lo Shma Shchita Tema Da Ad Kan Lo Plige Rabbanan Hasam Gabi Osa V'Yesbeno Ela Kedemefare Shasam Bechulin Tema Donin Shchita Mishchita Perush Mishchute Chutz Ve'ein Donin Shchita Mitzvicha Aval Hacha Gabi Tashlume Dalet Vehei Dichsiv Tzvicha Isran Lemeilav Tvicha Mitvicha Velo Shmei Shchita. What is Tosfos over here asking? That we have in the Sugya in Chule a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon, who says that Shchita She'ena Ru'uya Lo Shma Shchita, and Rabbanan, they hold that shchita she'ena ru'uya shma shchita. So the Gemara in Chulin this machlokes is found in the world of Oso ve'es b'no. Namely, we know that there's an Easter of shechting a mother cow and a calf on the same day. So the question is, the shchita of the calf, the second shchita, if that shchita were to be a shchita she'ena ru'uya, would there still be an iser of oso v'yespeno? So Rabbanan say, if it's a shchita she'ena ru'uya, it's still considered to be a shchita. You'd be chayav on oso v'yespeno, even if the shchita doesn't produce edible meat. Well, Rabbi Shimon says, no. Shchita she'ena ru'uya lo shma shchita. If the second shchita is a shchita she'ena ru'uya, then there would be no iser v'espeno, oso v'espeno. So the Gemara asks, what's the source of Rabbanan? How did Rabbanan know that shchita she'ena ru'uya shma shchita? So Rabbanan say, because we find in the Torah a parasha of shchutei chutz, that if you take kodshim and you shech these kodshim outside of the Beis HaMikdash, then these kachim are asur v'hana'ah. That's a shchita she'ena ru'uya. And the Gemara calls this shchita. I mean, the Torah calls it shchita. The Torah calls a shchita she'ena re'uya shchita. So also over here, when the Torah says osav yisbeno lo sishchatu biyom echad, uses the word shchita, and so the same verb is used, shchita shchita. If here shchita she'ena re'uya is called shchita, so over here shchita she'ena re'uya is also going to be called shchita. That we compare shchita to shchita. Right? That's what the Gemara says. So Tosas asks, just a minute. By us, what does the pasuk say? Who can, if you steal an animal, u tavacho, o mechara? The Gemara uses the word tavacho, and if we look in the Torah for another example of the word tavacho, we find that Yosef told his servants in Mitzrayim, tavoach, tevach, v'machen, prepare meat that these Jews will be able to eat. This tevoach over here clearly is a shchita re'uya. And so if what we're doing is comparing verbs, and you want to say that by oso v'espeno, the reason that shchita she'ena re'uya shma shchita is because we compare verb to verb, so over here also we should compare verb to verb and say that we should require a shchita ruya. Namely, how, in other words, the Tosas is asking if the whole reason that Rabbanan hold that shchita she'ena ruya shma shchita, because we compare shachat to shachat, so we move over to the world of toveach, we should also have such a comparison. That's Tosas's question. No, ad kan lo plige rabbanan hasam gabi osav yisbeno kifarish hasam bechulim taima de ein shchita mishchita donim mishchita mishchita perish mishchut echutz ein donim shchita mitvicha. Aval hacha gabi tashlumei dalad veiksiv tvicha islam lemelav tvicha mitvicha velo shma shchita. Vaomeri diika lemeimar donim davar hanemar besinai midavar shenemar besinai vein donim davar shenemar besinai mitvoach tevach vahachin shlo nemar besinai. The Ri says, Inachinami, the Gemara over there is talking about verbs. But there's another reason why we're going to use Shchutei Chutz as our role model. Not only because the verb Shchita is used, but because Shchutei Chutz was said after Matan Torah. We want to know what the word Shchita means post-Matan Torah. We can't bring a proof from what the word means pre-Matan Torah. Pre-Matan Torah, Inachinami, it means Shchita Ruya. But post-Matan Torah, we're going to be dealing with a shchita she'ena re'uya. Why didn't the Gemara say that over there? So this in this first answer says, Hasam nami habi matzli me'emar hachi. Isli shenu yachrina. The Gemara could have mentioned this, but the neatness of the verbs was so nice, the Gemara mentioned the verbs. Even though in our sugya, the verbs aren't going to help us, because our verb is tevacho. And so this would send us to a different source. However, there is an overriding reason which could have been used, and that is that we learn post-Matan Torah from post-Matan Torah. We don't learn post-Matan Torah from pre-Matan Torah. That's the first answer of Tosfos. Second answer of Tosfos, Inami Yeshlamar, the Tzarach Shinuye Dohasam, Donen Shchita Mishchita. Diaveksiv Tvicha, Gabi Yosef Yesbeno, Hav Yelfinan Hocha, Vihasam, Mitzvach Tevach Vahachain Tvicha Mitvicha. That what Tosis is saying over here is something very, very different. The first teretz of Tosfos is that The Gemara in Chulin had one drasha comparing verbs, and there is an alternate drasha. Forget about the verbs. Learning from post Matan Torah rather than learning from pre Matan Torah. The second teretz, and the Gemara could have used that drasha also in Chulin, but it didn't. It wasn't necessary. But in our Gemara, it's necessary. Tosis in the second teretz is saying something different. Tosis in the second teretz is saying that when the Gemara asked from Oso v'Espeno, the Gemara knew that there's also a parsha of Tevacho O Mecharo. The Gemara knew that there's another parasha that has a different verb as well. And however we're going to define shchita in Osov Espino, that's the way we're going to define shchita in Tvacha Machara. We're going to define shchita in a universal manner. And so the Gemara, when it learned shchita mishchita, the Gemara in the back of its mind also knew, just a minute, there are other parashios that talk about the verb tvicha. How can we use shchita mishchita as opposed to tvicha mitvicha? So the Gemara in the back of its mind knew this drasha of post-Matan Torah and pre-Matan Torah. Namely, that the Gemara knew that there is a distinction between post-Matan Torah and pre-Matan Torah, and that was the working assumption. Namely, that we have two drashas. We have a combination of the post-Matan Torah and the Shchita Mishchita. Why use, in other words, maybe say it a little differently. The Gemara knew that we have more than one precedent. We have a precedent of Shchut Echutz, and we have a precedent of Tvoach Tevach V'Achein. Why did the Gemara choose the Shchita Shchita and not the Tvicha Tvicha? Because we learn from that which is post-Matan Torah, from post-Matan Torah rather than post-Matan Torah from pre-Matan Torah. Namely, the Gemara in Chulin is a combination of two drashos. One, that's sort of in the background, that post-Matan Torah and pre-Matan Torah are different. And we also, and then we have the question, then we have the Shchita Mishchita, that we have the same verb. But we only use the Shchita Mishchita because we already have the connection that both of them are post-Matan Torah. The second Teretz of Tosos learns that in Chulin, there's only one drasha of shchita mishchita. The difference between Sinai and Sinai, that's not in the Gemara in Chulin. That's an alternate teretz, and the Gemara could have used it, but it didn't use it. According to the second teretz of Tosfos, in Chulin you need both drashas. You need the drasha of, in the background, you need the difference between post-Matan Torah and pre-Matan Torah. And once that's in the background, that's why the Gemara learns shchita from shchita, rather than from Tvicha. Because the Gemara knew that there are other psukim that deal with Tvicha. The Gemara was aware that we have more than one option of comparison. But in the Gemara and Chulin already, they knew that distinction between pre and post Matan Torah. All of this is what we find in Tosas on the page. Tosas Harash gives a totally different answer to the question. Again, our question is, we're not talking about Oso yes or no. We're talking about Tvicha Mechira. Tvicha Mechira, l'chora, we have a precedent of Tvoch Tefa V'Achem, a Shchita Re'uya. Why use the precedent of Shchut Echutz for Tvicha Mechira? These are two different verbs. These are the same verb. Shouldn't we keep to the same verb? So by our Tosfos, Tosfos distinguishes between pre-Matan Torah and post-Matan Torah. Tosfos Harash makes a different distinction. What's his distinction? That we want to define shchita of avera. We want to define shchita of avera. When the Torah speaks of an avera, a maisa avera of shchita, are they referring to shchita ruya or shchita sheino ruya? So we compare shchita of avera to shchita of avera. We'll compare osa v'yespeno to shchut echutz. We'll even compare tvacha machara to shchut echutz. We're not going to use the precedent of tvach tevach v'achim because that's not a shchita of avera. That's a shchita of Eter. These animals belong to Yosef. He's telling his servants, take the animals that belong to me and shech them for food. So that doesn't prove anything. We want to know, in the realm of Avera, when we mention shchita, are we talking about a shchita which is a bona fide shchita that the meat can then be sold? Or can then be eaten? Or are we talking about going through the motions of shchita, but that really the meat is never going to be able to be eaten. Okay, that's what we have over here. In this world of shchita she'ena ruuya, Rabbi Shimon holds shchita she'ena ruuya lo shma shchita. That he disagrees with the Rabbanan that Tosos are quoting over here. He has different drashas, and the reason there's a p'tur of dalad v'hei in the world of in the Mishnah over there in Bava Kamma, or the Brice over there in Bava Kamma, is because we're dealing with a situation of a Shechita She'ena Ru'uya. What are we dealing with over there? Three cases. One case was Shochet V'Tavach B'Shabbos. Second case was Shochet V'Tavach V'Ros Kochavim. And the third case was Shor HaNiskal. So let's look at them. HaTeinach, says the Gemara, Avodas Kochavim, that's a Shechita She'ena Ru'uya. That when you shecht an animal for Avodah Zarah, then that animal is Asur Bahano'ah, it's Tikroves Avodah Zarah, called by the Nevi'im Zivchei Mesim, it's worthless. That's a Shechita She'en Aruya. You're not allowed to be Nehne from the Shechita Avodah Skochavim, that's a Shechita She'en Aruya. Okay, that fits in. Shor HaNiskal, that we dealt with last time, that's Asur Bahano'ah. It's Asur Bahano'ah. And so that's a Shechita She'en Aruya. Even according to Rabbeinu Tam, once you shecht it, it's Asur Bahana. So therefore, that's a Shechita She'en Aruya. Those are reasons why you're Pater from Dalad Vehei. Ela, Shechita Shabbos, that's a problem. That we know that there's a Mishnah in Chulin and Daf Yudalad. HaShochet B'Shabbos, HaFal Pisha Mitzchayev B'Nafsho, Shechita So Ksheira. Shechting on Shabbos is a terrible Aveira. It's one of Lametes Avos Malachos. But the bottom line is that the food is kosher. This is not l'chora asur b'hana. So why is this put in the Mishnah over there, or the Brais over there, in the cases of Shechita She'ena Ru'uya? Bishlema, Avaros Kochavim, Shara Nisko, those are Shechita She'ena Ru'uya. Shechita Shabbos, it's strange. Okay, just before we get to Shechita Shabbos, which is the topic of the shiur for today, just one more point. On Teinach Avaros Kochavim, Rashi says, Avodas Kochavim, Zivchei Mesim Asurim. Okay? Shor HaNiskal, Mishenigmar Dino, Asur Bahanoah. That's the way most Rishonim understand. Not like Rabbeinu Tam. Kerimim Babakami, he quotes the Sugi we learned in Babakama, Psachim, etc. Sakoyi Sakoni Odeya Shu Nevela Vetrefa. Okay, so the Torah is coming to teach us that it's Asur Bahanoah. But just let me ask you a question. Let's say, for example, one of you were to steal my Gemara. One of you would steal my Gemara, and then you were to bow down to my Gemara. And then you're caught. Is my Gemara now an idol? Is it Avodah Zarah? Is it Asur Bahana'ah? Because you decided to bow down to my Gemara? Or let's say, get a different question. I park my car in front of the yeshiva, and someone from the yeshiva goes ahead and bows down to my car. That's it. My car is now Asur Bahana'ah. I can't drive my car any longer because this person bowed down to it. So what's going on over here? Someone stole a sheep, right? And then decided to shech this sheep for an Avodah Zarah. Who is he to take my sheep and turn it into a Tikrovas Avodah Zarah? What exactly is going on over here? It's not his sheep. It's my sheep. He's a Ganav. Okay, he's a Ganav. He stole my sheep. So if he shechts it, I can't keep him shechting it. But what turns it into Avodah Zarah? Can anyone aser something that belongs to someone else? I can aser my own sheep. Can anyone aser something that belongs to someone else? What? So there is a machlok. Just be aware. This is not dealt with by the Rishonim Alatar, but this sugi that we have by us is quoted all over Shas in different permutations, both in Chulin and Bava Kamma, Gittin, V'chule. So in certain sugyas, there are Rishonim who point out that we have a machlokas. We have machlokas whether Adam Oser Davar She'eno Shelo or Ein Adam Oser Davar She'eno Shelo. We paskin Ein Adam Oser Davar She'eno Shelo except with a ma'aseh. Namely, bowing down to my car is not going to aser it. But if someone will do a maisa to the car, he'll break the antenna. And by breaking the antenna, he says, and now I am turning this car into Avodah Zarah, then there is a daya already that he can do. Namely, that a person can make someone else's item Avodah Zarah via an act. Not via a rutzon, not via just willing it, but via an act. However, the Gemara then continues. When do we say that Adam Oser Davar Sheino Shelo? That is... there is someone talks about it over here. Tosus Rush over here talks about this. I'm sorry. when do we say that someone is oser davar she'eino shelo via amasa? That's if he's a goy, because we assume that he is totally sincere in what he is doing. But if a Jew were to go ahead and bow down to my car, we would say letzure kamachavim. He just wants to drive me crazy. He just wants to, you know, I'll have a heart attack that my new car is now avodah zar. He doesn't mean it seriously. So then we're back to stage one. What does it mean over here that if the ganav tells someone to shech this animal for avodah zara, that now it is avodah zara and it's aser bahana'ah, and therefore there's no dalat vei? How did it turn into avodah zara? Okay, he did an act of shchita, but even an act of shchita, why don't we say tsurei kamachave? Yes.
The ganav is
kona the act. That's only after the shchita. So perhaps this would be a kinyan gneva. Perhaps, not saying no, but the Tosas Harash goes ahead and gives an ukimta. Tosas Harash says v'im teinach avodah zara v'shar niskam. So I forgot that there is such a shita here as well. V'im tamar gaman damar b'chulin. It's machokis in chulin daf mem b'mebeis. Ein adam osed avodah sheino shalo hechi have shochet avodah zara shchita sheino ruya. V'yishlamar de prigei bo tanoi hosam v'asya the ziskamar goes gaman damar adam oser. Namely, that if you think that the owner of the item is telling you to shecht it for avodah zara, or telling you shecht it however you want, even for avodah zara, then there's not going to be any gutsure kamachavit. Then we over here, this shliach was unaware that the sheep was stolen. Someone comes to him with a sheep. Let's say you have a shochet. Someone comes to a shochet with a sheep and says, go ahead, please shecht my animal however you want. You want to shecht it for avodah zara, shecht it for avodah zara. You want to shecht it for God, shecht it for God. However you want. If that's the case, then there's no gutsure kamachavit. Namely, that the shochet was unaware that this was a stolen sheep. The ganav passed himself off as the owner. So that's a possibility. Or we have the possibility that what Menachem points out, that perhaps this is unique din within Geneva. So in any case, just be aware that this is an issue. It's not our issue currently, but it's not so poshut that one can just turn someone else's animal into avodah zara. There's no shlichus on the level of avodah zara. The ganav told the shochet, shecht it however you want. I'm not telling you what.
So why is it necessary in avodah zara? The shliach did the avodah zara. As he's over.
Yeah, so again, it's like the shliach was machal Shabbos. But the question is, so why is there not dalad vehei? So of course, if the shliach is chayev misa, should ganav should be chayev dalad vehei? It's tovecheh deyacher. So that's what the Gemara points out. This is a shchita she'ena ru'uya. The bottom line is that the avodah zara worked. It turned this animal into nothingness. It turned it into isuri hanoah. Shor haniskol. Also, we have something which is aser b'hanoah. Ela shchita Shabbos. What do we do with Shabbos? We have a black and white mission that says shochet b'Shabbos, even though there's a chi of misa shchita sokshera. Why call that a shchita she'ena ru'uya? So the Gemara says savala k'Rav Yochanan hasandlar. And here the Gemara gives the background that we have a brisa. And again, as you saw in the Ein Mishpat, this brisa is all over Shas, Baba Kama, Chulin, Gittin, Beitza. It's even quoted in the Mishnah in Trumos. Gemasugi in Shabbos, a Tosefta in Shabbos, etc. What is the Braisa? Hamavashel b'Shabbos. We'll read it according to Rashi's punctuation. Hamavashel b'Shabbos b'shogeg yochal b'mezid lo yochal divi Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda omer b'shogeg yochal l'motze Shabbos b'mezid lo yochal olamis. Rabbi Yochanan Asandor omer b'shogeg yeochel l'motze Shabbos l'acherim v'lo lo. V'mezid lo ye'achel olamis lo lo v'lo le'acherim. We have over here a three-tiered machloket between Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yochanan HaSandler, going from less severe to more severe, and each of them distinguishes between the world of Shogeg and the world of Mezid, but each of them has a different understanding of what is the halacha in Shogeg and in Mezid. We're going to come back to this in 1 minute. Let's just see the hemshech of the Gemara. My taima de Rav Yochanan HaSandler, who said that which was shechted on Shabbos can never be bemezed. That which is shechted on Shabbos bemezed can never be eaten forever and ever by anyone. In other words, namely, they were saying that it's osur ba'achila. Rav Yochanan created an isur achila. My taima de Rav Yochanan HaSandler, ki de dorish Rav Yechiya apiska de benesia, ushmartem es haShabbos ki kodesh hi lachem. Makodesh hekdesh aser ba'achila for a zar, for someone who can't eat hekdesh. Af ma'ase Shabbos asurin be'achila. So we have over here a din, a drasha, that we learn out that ma'ase Shabbos, a malacha that was done on Shabbos, creates an iser achila. Im makodesh aser ba'hano af ma'ase Shabbos aser ba'hano, doesn't mean you couldn't even sell it to a goy. Talmud lomar lachem. Shelachem yehei. It's an iser achila. It's not an iser hanoa. Yochal afilu b'shogeg. Tamadlama machalreha mos yumas. Amazin amar tilcha velo b'shogeg. Okay, so we have the sheet of Rav Yochanan HaSandler. That which is shechted on Shabbos, b'mezid, is aser b'achila. Okay, so we have found our culprit. Namely, we said, how can you call shechita Shabbos shechita she'ena re'uya? Don't we have a Mishnah in Shabbos that says that it's a shechita re'uya, even though you're chayav misa, the shechita is kosher? The Gemara answers, oh, that Mishnah is Rav Meir / Rav Yehuda. Our Braisa, by Dalad Vehei, is according to Rav Yochanan HaSandler, who holds that when you shech b'mezid on Shabbos, it's going to be Osir b'achila. Osir b'achila will turn it into a shechita she'ena re'uya. Okay? So far, so good? Okay. Tov, let's go currently in the order of the Gemara. It's not the order of my notes, but let's go in the order of the Gemara. We see this three-tiered machloket. What are the three tiers? So you saw that Rashi explains each tier individually. However, Tosfos points out that we have over here a pattern. And Tosfos Riamaskul b'Mezid gives us the pattern. Klala de Milsa, Mezid de Rabbi Meir, Shogeg de Rav Yehuda, Mezid de Rav Yehuda, Shogeg de Rav Yochanan HaSandler. So, for the sake, in other words, although normally we learn Rashi first, since Tosfos's picture is so symmetric, let's start with Tosfos, because all Rishonim, except for Rashi, learn like Tosfos, and then we'll come back to Rashi, and just see what we have over here in terms of these three tiers. Okay, we have Rav Meir, Shogeg, and Mezid, and then we have Rav Yehuda, also Shogeg and Mezid, and then we have Rav Yochanan HaSandler. Okay, so we start off that according to Rav Meir, b'shogeg yochal, everyone can eat. This is simply someone, according to Rav Meir, cooks on Shabbos. It's no problem to eat it even on Shabbos for the person who cooked it, anyone else, etc. However, if he cooked the mezid on Shabbos, then we're going to have a box, which is, in other words, these two boxes are going to be the same, and then these two boxes are going to be the same. In Mezid, we distinguish between whom and whom, on what plane. What over here is the... Okay, I'll look at my chart. What's the language of the Gemara? Hamavashal b'Shabbos b'Shogeg Yochal b'Mezid Lo Yochal Divrei Rav Meir. B'Mezid Lo Yochal Divrei Rav Meir. So the way that all the Rishonim understand is that b'Mezid we have an Isur L'Kulei Alma b'Shabbos, and we have a Heter the Kulei Alma on Motzai Shabbos. Now, if it is someone, according to Rav Meir, cooks the Mezid on Shabbos, then no one, neither the cooker or any other Jew, is allowed to eat it on Shabbos. But Motzai Shabbos, everyone, even the one who cooked it, is allowed to eat it. This is what we have in Rav, according to Rav Yehuda, Bishogik. Asur L'kulei alma b'Shabbos, mutar l'kulei alma motzai Shabbos. Okay, then that's what Rav Yehuda says. B'shogeg yochal l'motzai Shabbos. Right, the motzai Shabbos, everyone can eat it. B'mezid lo yochal olamit. What does this mean? What happens over here in the world of Mezid? So here we distinguish between the Acherim and the Mevashel. For the Mevashel, it's Asur Olamit. For Acherim, it's Mutar Motzai Shabbos. And this is what we have by Rav Yochanan HaSandlar in the case of Shogeg, that we distinguish between the Acherim and the Mevashel. For the Acherim is Mutar Motzai Shabbos, and the Mevashel is Asur Olamit. Well, when we move over to Rav Yochanan HaSandlar ben Mezid, here we have the Drush of Kodeshi, it's L'Kulei Alma Asur Olamit. Again, Asur is talking about eating. Kulei Alma Asur Olamit. Right. This is the... These are the three levels, according to all Rishonim. According to all Rishonim, we have that the Mezid of Rav Meir is the Shogeg of Rav Yehuda. The Mezid of Rav Yehuda is the Shogeg of Rav Yochanan HaSandler. What are the issues that we have over here? What are we building this structure on? How many types of Yisurim do we find over here? Let's start with Rav Meir, okay? Again, Rav Meir b'Shogeg, there's no issue. But when we move over to Mezid, we say, Asar l'kulei alma b'Shabbos, Mutar l'kulei alma b'Motzai Shabbos. What over here, how would you define this Easter, yes?
Maybe it's a zero, that we don't want anybody to, we don't want anybody else to take part of the food after on Shabbos. We don't want anybody else to be associated with the...
In other words, we don't want anyone to benefit from the Avera. The Avera, in other words, the food was cooked on Shabbos. Had the food been cooked Motzei Shabbos, so you could eat it. But the food was cooked on Shabbos, so we have one level of Iser is an Iser Hana'a Mimalacha Shena'aseis B'Shabbos. When I use over here the word hana'ah, I'm not referring to hana'ah as opposed to achila. Hana'ah means the benefit. Dealing with cooking, the benefit is eating. If we would be dealing with someone who picked an apple, it would be getting any benefit from this apple that was picked. But in our situation, we're talking about an Iser Achila. But you're not allowed to be. We don't want anyone to benefit. We don't want anyone to benefit from that which is done on Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, you can benefit because it could have been done Motzei Shabbos. You're not benefiting from that which was done on Shabbos itself.
So then it's Motzei Shabbos.
That's a Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi, to be consistent, says it's also b'chdei shi'yasu, but b'chdei shi'yasu, in other words, it's an open question. Perhaps. Okay. This is what Rabbi Yehuda has in the world of Shogeg. Rabbi Yehuda says, "May nafmina mezid or Shogeg, a malacha was done on Shabbos, you're not allowed to benefit from the malacha on Shabbos. But if you, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you did it the mezid, then for the mevashel, we have an iser olamit. What category is this? Is this a question? And benefiting from the malacha is only benefiting on Shabbos itself. What kind of din is Motzei Shabbos? This is what we call a knas. This is a knas that we're fining this individual. We are punishing him that because he was the one who cooked, we are going to be punishing him with an isur olamit. Coming down to the world of Yochanan Sandler, in the world of Shogeg, there's nothing new. By the Acherim, they have their Iser Hana'ah. By the Mevashel, he has his Knas. What happens when you move over to the world of Mezid? What do we have over here? That we have created. We have created Macholos Asuras, right? We have created, in other words, the Torah says you're not allowed to eat nevela, trefa, chelev, etc. We have a din of kodesh. You're not allowed to eat that which was done by malacha on Shabbos. This is macholos asuras. And therefore, macholos asuras, you don't distinguish between different people. Every Jew is shayach to this din of macholos asuras. So we have over here the Iser lekulei alma b'Shabbos. This is one, right? This is an Iser hana'ah that applies to everyone. Then from the Mevashel the Mezid, we move over to a Knas. We find that Rabbi Yochanan Sandler moves this Knas over even into the world of, this is, right, moves the Knas even into the world of Shogeg. This person should have been more careful. And then when we move over to Mezid, we have our third category. Then we have three levels of Isurim. It's a question of plugging it in. The Iser of Hana'ah from a Malacha on Shabbos for everyone except Rav Meir, it applies b'shogeg, b'mezid, to the entire world, even though they had nothing to do with the act of the Malacha, they're not allowed to benefit from a Malacha that was done by a Jew on Shabbos. Okay? So that then the Knas, Dafka, applies to the one who cooks. According to Rav Meir, there is no Knas. According to Rav Yehuda and Rav Yochanan Sandler, there is a Knas. Machlokes whether b'shogeg or only b'mezid. And then Rabbi Yochanan Sandler adds in another level, which doesn't exist according to Rabbi Yehuda, that we have over here, macholos asuros, that we created an Iser. We have an Iser olamit. Okay, this is the picture according to all the Rishonim. It's very, very nice and neat picture. We have three different levels of Isurim. Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Rav Sandler disagree as to how to apply these three levels of Isurim. Again, Rav Meir in Shogeg, there's no level of Isur. In Mezid, he applies the Isur Hana'ah. According to Rav Yehuda, that Isur Hana'ah applies even b'Shogeg. Mezid raises the ante, we have a Knas. According to Rav Sandler, no. That Knas is even b'Shogeg. Mezid raises the ante to be an Isur Olamit. And then, this is what's called, once we have an Iser Olamit, that's a Shechita Sheina Ruya. That's why this is brought in our sugya, to say that Mishnah in Baba Kama that speaks about a Ptur from Dalet Behei, if you Shecht on Shabbos, it's because it's a Shechita Sheina Ruya, according to Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. Okay? Rashi did not learn this way. If you look in Rashi, Rashi says in the first wide, last wide line, "Bishogeg yochal," that's Rav Meir. Afilu bo bayom. So far, so good. Right? That on the day itself, everyone can eat it. Not a problem. Then, "Bemezid lo yochal," Rashi says, "Hu leolam, aval acherim Yisraelim ochlim." Namely, we had that Moshe Shabbos, everyone can eat. Now, according to Rashi, "Bemezid lo yochal" only refers to the cooker, and we have an Isra Lomi. And that which we put into Rav Yehuda, this is the mezid of Rav Meir, according to Rashi. Right? That this box over here moves up one, according to Rashi. And then we move over to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda omer b'shogeg yochal hu l'motzai Shabbos v'lo bo bayom dekantzinan shogeg otu mezid. That, in other words, this box over here moves to over here. There is that the mevashel is going to be usher to eat on even b'shogeg. It's not this. It's a whole new box that we're saying that the mevashel b'shogeg cannot eat bo bayom. Maybe we'll make a different box. Maybe we'll just put a different color. I don't know. That over here, according to Rashi, we have
number two.
Right. We have that the Mevashel. This is Rashi. And the black is Tosfos. Okay. That the Mevashel, we have an Isur Olamit. Well, we pointed out Roman numeral number two. We move over to Rav Yehuda. So the Kulit on the Shabbos one we have over here Iser Lo Olamit, right? And Shogeg Hulamatsi. Yoshog Yocha Hulamatsi Shabbos Velo Bo Bayom. We have Lo, the Mevashel, again for the Mevashel. We have what? Asur, in other words, that it's only according to Rashi, everyone else can eat. Only the Mevashel can't eat on Shabbos. The Mevashel could eat Motzei Shabbos. Hu l'motzei Shabbos v'lo bo bayom. And the Mezid lo yochal hu olamit ela acher. This is for the Mevashel we have number one. For the Mevashel, we have number one.
Just for the
Mevashel. And the Acherim are Mutar.
So it's a combination of a Knas and...
So this, and then over here, this box remains the same.
It's the same as written here.
What?
Isn't it unclear what happens with the Acherim?
Yeah.
Yes, it's very unclear what happens with the Acherim. And with the Yochanan and Hasandler... we have Lachem Yisrael, Lolo V'Lachem Yisrael, Avo Moch. Okay, this remains the same. These two boxes have changed. What you pointed out is that, what over here is motivating Rashi. We had this beautiful picture, like this nice neat picture, and Rashi over here is doing something to the picture. Yes.
Where?
Here?
In the Rav Yehuda
of Bemezid, isn't Acherim with her? Rav Yehuda Bemezid, who olamis, Mezid lo yocha hu olamis, ela Acherim. Acherim.
Is this saying Acherim is
only on Motzei Shabbos or on Shabbos?
Or also on Shabbos. That we don't know. In other words, this over here. Ulai Gamutar. The Shabbos. Over here for the Acherim. It's the same problem. It was what over here is behind all of these issues within Rashi. When Rashi read the Braisa, what word over here was he stressing that all the Rishonim put into the background? All the Rishonim put into the background, but Rashi says, you can't take a word in the Gemara and put it into the background. Now, before we, Yeachel is in Rav Yochanan HaSandler. Before, Rav Yochanan HaSandler is fine. We have no problem with Yochanan HaSandler, according to Rashi. Our whole issue is with the Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir. What's the girsa in Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir? Not Yeachel, but
Yochal.
Translating Yochal into English, he eats. Namely, according to Rashi, the Gemara is not talking about the Acherim. The Gemara is only talking about he. The word doesn't say Yochlu. How can you say Ovi? How can you speak about Kulei Alma? The Braisa is not talking about Kulei Alma here. The Braisa is not talking about Kulei Alma. The Braisa is talking about who? Lo Yochal. Lo Yochal. In other words, it's talking about him, that he shouldn't eat. And so all we know in the Braisa is that we're talking about him. It's totally unclear what is the din of everyone else. And within the him, so Rashi understands that when we're dealing with Mezid, then we have an Iser Olamit. When we're dealing with Shoget, we either have nothing or we have an Iser on Shabbos. Lo Yochal Bo Bayom. Namely that, as opposed to Rav Meir, who holds that there's never a problem on Shoget, according to Rav Yehuda, we have this Iser for Lo, Gamed Vav, right? That for the individual, right? Yochal. This individual Lo Yochal. There was that Rashi took the Braisa very, very literally, that the Braisa is only speaking about the Mevashel. It's totally unclear, as you point out, what exactly is the status of the Acherim, but that's not the topic of the Braisa. The topic of the Braisa is Lo. When we get to Rav Yochanan HaSandler, then we move over to the Acherim. Ye Achel includes the Acherim. But before we get to Rav Yochanan HaSandler, the Acherim are not, you know, are Amumim. It's just, they're in a cloud. We don't know exactly what they want. So Rashi over here was very medayik in the singular, the Yochal. According to the Rishonim, that is, you know, is everyone goes along. Yochal means Yochal. Yochal, in other words, we're going to bring others into the picture as well within Rav Meir. Within Rav Yehuda, here we have the, within Rav Yehuda, Yochal Mazish Navis and Mezid Lo Yochal Olamit. Again, it all remains, with the world of the Acherim remains unclear. The world of the Acherim remains unclear. Okay, so we have then, but again, the Halacha, we're not paskening like Rashi, Halacha, we're paskening, we're viewing this like Rav Rishonim, but just understand that what pushed Rashi was pushed by the pshat of the words. In other words, this is Pnei Yeshua points out, but the Chovetz is very, very correct, that within Rashi, what he was stressing was the Mevashel. And so by the Mevashel, in the world of Mezid, we have, according to Rashi, no difference between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. There are differences in the world of Shogeg. In the world of Shogeg, in other words, in Rashi's language, are we Kones Shogeg Gotu Mezid? Are we going to say that we're going to have any level of Iser on the person who did it, even though he did it Mishogeg? According to Rav Meir, no. According to according to Rabbi Yehuda, kansinan shel yoto mitzvah, but this knas doesn't mean the knas like you wrote over here. The knas over here is something which goes above and beyond hanam melech Shabbos. Here, kansinan shel yoto mitzvah means we're going to punish him that he shouldn't be nehene from that which he did on Shabbos, even though he did it b'shogeg. And then over here we have the classic knas that moves up over even into Rav Meir. There's no need to have a double machlokas. We only have one machlokas, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda b'shogeg. There's no machlokas, maybe there's no machlokas b'mezin, at least on the level of Mevashah there's no machlokas b'mezin. And Rav Yochanan Hasandler adds in a whole new level of Iser, which is what the Gemara was heading for. Okay? So this then is the picture of the Gemara up to this point. So far, so good?
Can I ask?
Yeah.
Going back to that original price of say, poturim from the Dal V'Hag.
Yeah.
Still high, though, for returning the nigs off, right?
Correct. In other words, yeah, Kefel, the Ganav is chayev on Karen, on Kefel. Mm-hmm. The question is in terms of Dalet Vehe. Dalet Vehe, you need a certain type of a shchita. Do we have that type of a shchita in chayev Dalet Vehe? So in these three cases, according to Rabbanan, we're often a technicality. This is a shchita she'ena ru'uya. It's a shchita which is not going to produce kosher meat. Okay, then the Gemara continues and points out, Pligei Ba, and this is a tremendous, tremendous issue. What is the Ba? Pligei Ba, Rav Acha, V'Ravina. We have later Amoraim trying to understand something which appears to them to be unclear. Chad Amar Ma'as Shabbos Da'oraisa, V'Chad Amar D'Rabbanan. What appears, and if you were to be learning simply Pshat in the Gemara, what appears to be the question that Rav Acha and Ravina were dealing with? Whose shita were they concerned about? Right. Rav Yochanan HaSandler, who created this world of Ma'ase Shabbos, did he mean it d'oraisa or d'rabbanan? Man d'amar d'oraisa k'damra. The whole sugya previously appeared to be that we're dealing with drashas of psukim, kodesh hi lachem. Man d'amar d'rabbanan amar kra kodesh hi. He kodesh v'ein ma'aseha kodesh. Namely, that these all these psukim recorded earlier are just asmachtot, because the bottom line is that there's no machos asuros mida oraisa chilul Shabbos. Shabbos is kodesh, but when one is machalal Shabbos and there's a ma'asa Shabbos, that's not going to be a din d'oraisa, but rather a din d'rabbanan. Then the Gemara simply brings this back into our sugya. Man do amar. I'm sorry. Okay, we'll stop at this point. One minute. This is the way. Who learned the Gemara the way that we just learned it? That the machokis is to understand Rav Yochanan Hasandler, and that the bottom line is that Rav Yochanan Hasandler. I mean, it's a machokis. It remains a machokis between Rav Acha and Ravina. Is Rav Hasandler d'oraisa or d'rabbanan? Who learned this way? The Rush in Baba Kama learned this way, and therefore he said, if we have two Amoraim arguing on what Rav Yochanan Sandler meant, Kanereh, how do we paskin like Rav Yochanan Sandler? Otherwise, why would they care whether his din was a din d'oraisa or whether his din is a din d'rabbanan? Kanereh, that we paskin like Rav Yochanan Sandler. That's the Rush in Baba Kama. However, the Rush pointed out, why am I, of course that's what the Gemara means, why am I raising this as an issue? Because we have a riff, that the riff in Shabbos brings in this machlokas and says that since whenever we have machlokas, Rav Acha and Ravina, we paskin like the mekel, we paskin in this situation that it would be drabanan, therefore we paskin like Rav Yehuda. That's apples and oranges. What in the world did the riff mean? What, they're not arguing. what's going on? We have a machlokas, what Rav Yochanan Sandler meant, and since Yochanan Sandler meant Rabbanon, therefore we pass on like Rav Yehuda. There's no connection between those two statements. That's what bothered everyone in trying to understand what is the riff talking about. So the Rush simply said, look, the first part of the riff is correct, that whenever we have a machlokas, Rav Yochanan Hasandler, Ravina and Rav Acha, we will go like the Mekel. So therefore, Rav Yochanan Hasandler is Lekula, V'gamarnu, and we pass like Rav Yochanan Hasandler on a drabanan plane. That's all. That's where things begin. That's where they end. But no one wanted to learn that way, that there are all sorts of ra'ayot that we paskin either like Rav Yehuda or like Rav Meir. This is the only because of the of the Rif's understanding did the Rush come to his conclusion. So how else could you understand, how do we understand the Rif himself? So here I sent you to a Ramban and a Rashba in our sugya, who want to understand the machlokas between Rav Acha and Ravina, each of them a little differently. Pligei bar Rav Acha and Ravina, chad amar ma'asa Shabbos d'oraisa, v'chad amar d'rabanan. Man d'amar d'oraisa k'da amran, man d'amar d'rabanan, amar kra kodesh he kodesh v'ein ma'asa ha-kodesh. So, one of them, I believe it was the Ramban, said that Ravina and Rav Acha had a machlokas according to everyone. Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda and Rav Yochanan Sandler, when any of them spoke about Isurim, what did they mean? When they spoke about number one, they spoke about number two, spoke about number three, on what level of Isur were they talking about? Were they talking about an Isur d'oraisa, or were they talking about an Isur d'rabanan? That is the machlokas Rav Acha and Ravina. It's across the board. All of these Isurim, are we dealing with Doraisa or Durabanan? And then, since we have a rule that whenever there's a machlokas Rav Acha and Ravina, we paskin lekula, it means that the whole page, the whole chart is on a Durabanan plane. Okay, the chart's on a Durabanan plane. And then, the Rif says, well, we have a rule, whenever we have Machlokas Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, we pass like Rav Yehuda, therefore we pass like Rav Yehuda. Then the whole issue over here was, is this chart on the board on the Doraisa plane or on a Drabanan plane? Namely, that when we speak about a Knas, maybe this is a Knas Doraisa. We speak about an Yisr Hanah from a Malacha on Shabbos, maybe this is an Yisr Doraisa. That's what they were asking. Rav Yochanan Sandler brought in psukim, but maybe these psukim apply to everyone, that the word kodesh, according to Rav Yochanan Sandler, means macholas asuras. Maybe the word kodesh means knas. Maybe the word kodesh means iser, in other words, hana'a bo bayom. Maybe that's what the word kodesh means. So the bottom line is, no, it's all drabanan. Even Rav Yochanan Sandler, who brings in the psukim, even he is drabanan. The Rashba offers another explanation. He says that there are machlokas, whether we're dealing over here with a d'oraisa or a drabanan, is as follows. Clearly, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, talking about numbers 1 and 2, are drabanan. Clearly, Rav Yochanan Sandler is dealing d'oraisa. The question of Ravina and Rav Acha is, how do we paskin? Do we paskin like Maisa Shabbos Drabonon, or do we pass like Maisa Shabbos D'Oraisa? Are we being posek like Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda? Are we being posek like Rav Yochanan Sandler? That's their suffix. In other words, it's a question of psaf, not of understanding the shitos, but how do we pass it? Since we go lekula, it means we pass like Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. And then the Rif says, well, within Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, we pass them like Rav Yehuda. In other words, that we have over here a Gemara that deals with the world of psaf rather than the world of parshanut. So we have over here then three options in understanding the machlokas, Ravina and Rav Acha. Option number one, which chora is the easiest way of learning the Gemara, but the most difficult in terms of psak, is the Rush. Their machlokas is within Rav Yochanan Hasandler, was he on a Doraisa plane or was it all Asmachta? If we take that approach, then clearly the Rush is correct. It appears to be passed like Rav Yochanan Hasandler, but no one passed it that way. If we don't want to look like the Rush, so we could say, no, they had a machlokas about the whole chart. The whole chart, even these dinim of Isur Hanah, even these dinim of Knas, are they d'oraisa or drabanan? That, we paskin, is drabanan. Okay, so the whole chart is drabanan. And then, Rav Yochanan Sandler, he's a das yachid, between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, we pass like Rav Yehuda. Or, we could say, no, that their machlokas is, they knew that Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda are Drabanan. They knew that Rav Yochanan Sandler is Doraisa. And the question is, who's correct? Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda or Rav Yochanan Sandler? Man domer do oraisa, Rav Yochanan Sandler is correct. Man domer drabonan, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda are correct. We pass in lekula, drabonan, and within Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, according to Rif, we pass like Rav Yehuda. That is the... those are three ways of learning over here, this machlokes, Ravina, and Ravacha. Halacha lemaisa, you saw that the Rif paskins like Rav Yehuda. How does the Rambam paskin? Also like Rav Yehuda. How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? Also like Rav Yehuda. Everyone paskins like Rav Yehuda except for
the Gra.
The Gra paskins like Rav Meir. Why in the world would the Gra paskin like Rav Meir if everyone paskins like Rav Yehuda? So the Gra says, look, you're passing Rav Yehuda because of rules of the game. Rules of the game, we have Malchus, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, generally pass like Rav Yehuda. But I have, says the Gra, a Mishnah. I have a black and white Mishnah in Masechet Trumot. That I, you know, you saw the Mishnah in Trumos? So the Mishnah in Trumos says, well, what is it? Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah Truma says, "B'Shabbos, b'Shogeg Yochal, b'Mezid Lo Yochal." If we plug that into this brisa, "Man Vashel b'Shabbos Shogeg Yochal Mezid Lo Yochal." Divrei Rav Meir. So I have a Mishnah which is black and white. Rav Meir, what are you hacking me here, China, with rules? We have a Mishnah, Stam Mishnah. Rav Yehuda Hanasi Paskin like Rav Meir. But the problem is over there that, you know, it's Mishnayos were written very, very tersely. And so if one looks over there at the Mefarshei HaMishnah, Inachinami, the Reb Ben Malki Tzedek, learns like the Gra understood, or the Gra learned like you want to, like Rav Yehuda Tzedek, but the Rambam over there learns that this Mishnah is like Rav Yehuda. The Rambam over there says, Bemezid lo yochal, Amavashel b'Shabbos v'shogeg yochal ritzono lomar mutar lo le'echol oso tavshil emotzei Shabbos v'osur lo le'echol b'Shabbos b'shum panim. And then he continues. I'm sorry. B'meizid lo yochatar misha avar misha b'Shabbos osur lo le'echol oso tavshil olam acherim mutar lehem le'echol oso tavshil lefi emotzei Shabbos. In other words, the question is how to read the Mishnah. So the Gra says, Pshat in the Mishnah is like Rav Meir. And so the Gra passing is like Rav Meir. And then we have, I mean, there are other Makaros, there's a very, very long Gra, you saw. There are other Makaros as well, dealing in, you know, within Chulin, in which we find that that one of the Amoraim said that personally I paskin like Rav Meir. When it comes to teaching others, I tell them Rav Yehuda. So what does that mean? How does he paskin? In other words, do we go by what he personally holds or what he would teach others? That, you can learn this way, you can learn that way. That, you know, either direction. But the, in other words, halach l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that there are two places that one could be mekel. The Mishnah Berurah says that even though the Machaber paskins like Rav Yehuda, however, if it's a situation of shogeg, and this is your food, right? This is what you have to eat. I mean, you're at someone's house, and they're only serving chalent. That's all that they're serving on Shabbos, just chalent. And what they did was that they added cold water to the chalent on Shabbos. You know, the chalent was on the fire, and they saw that it was burning, and so they added some cold water so it shouldn't burn, not knowing that it was a problem. They figured the chalent's, you know, it's on a blech, etc. There's no cooking on a blech. They didn't realize that there is cooking even on a blech if you're dealing with something which is eno mevushal. So they were shogeg, and this is the Shabbos meal. So the Gra says you can. The Mishnah says you can be mekel by Rav Meir to be able to eat the chalent, because according to Rav Yehuda, you can't eat the chalent until Malach Malka, right? And so that's one kula that the Mishnah Berurah says that Bishas. That in I don't know, his language was Shas Hatzchak or Be'et Hatzorech, I think. Be'et Hatzorech, you can pass it like Rav Meir of the show, okay? And the second kula that he brings in the Bir Halacha is that maybe even according to Rav Yehuda, if the Iser that was done was an Iser Drabanan, we can be Mekel B'Shogeg. And when did Rav Yehuda say that there's an Iser L'Kuliyama B'Shabbos to eat, that is when we are dealing with an Iser D'Oraisa. But if we're dealing with cooking on a Drabanan plane, then you can be Mekel, that if it was done B'Shogeg, then you can be Nehene even on Shabbos. In other words, that's not because of Shas HaTzorech, it's simply that maybe Rabbi Yehuda, when he spoke about you shouldn't benefit from a malacha that was done on Shabbos, was referring to a Daraisa rather than a Drabon. Okay, those are the two kulos that we find halacha l'maisa within the Shulchan Aruch. One is to be somewhat on the grub in the world of Shogeg, and the other is to say that even Rabbi Yehuda, maybe only dealt with Isurim Dorais as opposed to Isurim Drabanan. Okay, anything else here? Okay, I think that's what I wanted to give over. Okay, So bottom line. When we get towards the end of the Gemara, after Ravina and Rav Acha, the Gemara says, Uman da Amar Drabanan. Namely, we paskin that whatever the machlokas was between Rav Acha and Ravina, it goes down to a Drabanan plane. So mai ta'amayhu drabanan depatre. Why, going back to Daf Lamed Gimel Medeis, when we have this braisa Maseches Baba Kama, that ganav v'tavach b'shabbos, your potter from Dalad v'hei, if the din, that you're not allowed to be nehene from this shchita is drabanan, why would that be called a shchita she'ena ru'uya? So Gemara says, Kika Patri Rabbanan Asha'ara. So really, in Achinami, then in that case, you'd be Chayev on Shabbos. You'd only be Pater on Shor HaNiskal and on Avodah Zarah. Correct? Well, what does that mean? In other words, we have over here, I said we learned the Gemara Kipshuta, like the Rush. So we say that we're going like Rav Yochanan HaSandler, that really, if you check Memezid, we have an Iser Olamis, but if this Iser is an Iser Drabanan, we have a Machokas, this Iser, is it Daraisa or Drabanan? This is Machokas Ravina and Rabbah. Gemara says, if this is the Iser D'Oraisa, then this is a Shkita Sheina Ruya. Now we understand why you're Pater from Dalet Vehet. You're Pater from Dalet Vehet because it's a Shkita Sheina Ruya. Right? This is an Iser D'Rabanan, so why are you Pater from Dalet Vehet? What is the Gemara basically telling us? That how do we define Shchita Ru'uya and Shchita Sheina Ru'uya? That it has to be Eina Ru'uya Mida Oraisa. If something is Ro'uy Mida Oraisa and Asur Drabanan, that's called a Shchita Ru'uya. That's what Rashi says, correct? Rashi points out, Dibra Maskul, my time of Drabanan, the Plige Adrav Meru Patre Miknas Dalad Vehei. That we view everything on a Daraisa plane. And if it's a Drabanan, then that's called a Shchita, still called a Shchita Ru'uya. That's not so Pashat. In other words, that if something is Asur Drabanan, The bottom line is you can't eat it. We'll call that a shchita re'uya because mida oraisa, it would have been re'uya. So that's Rashi learns that way. Rashi certainly learns that way. There is, just remember the context. Okay, you should be aware that there is Reb Chaim who holds it's not the Reb Chaim in the Sefer, it's Reb Chaim mipi Hashmua. There is Reb Chaim who says, no. If we deal both Yisurim Daraisa and Yisurim Drabanan would make something a Shchita She'ena Re'uya. The question over here is the question of Rabbeinu Rav Acha is a din in Ma'ase Shabbos. Unique halacha in Ma'aseh Shabbos. In Ma'aseh Shabbos, when a malacha was done on Shabbos, if it's a doraisa, then as we pointed out, it's going to be Macholos Asuros. Macholos Asuros, that's an Iser Chefza. If it would be Asur Drabanan, not just that the level of Iser goes down from a doraisa to a Drabanan, but it has a whole different nature. If it's an Iser Drabanan, then it's going to be an Iser Gavra. It's going to be an Iser, it's going to be a Knas. That the person is not allowed to eat it. And therefore, it would still be a Shchita Ru'uya. Namely, it's not something in the meat that can't be eaten, but rather, the Iser Drabanan would mean that we would view it as an Iser on the individual, a Knas on the individual, rather than defining the Cheftza. That maybe B'chol HaTorah Kula, if we'd be dealing in different realms, let's say something would be Asur B'Avodah Zarah Midrabanan. Something would be considered to be Chametz on Pesach Midrabanan. Maybe in Achinami, that would be a Shchita She'ena Ru'uya. That would be Eino Ro'uy. It's irrelevant if it's a Doraisa or a Drabanan. But if we're dealing within Ma'asa Shabbos, Yitachin, that we have a different Ofi, a different nature. Clearly, the Iser Hana'a of, we saw in Rav Meir, that's a din on the Gavra. The Knas, that's a din on the Gavra that we saw in Rav Yehuda. The Ma'acholos Asuros, we were Machadesh, that according to Yochanan HaSandu, we have an Iser Chepza. That's a Shchita She'ena Ru'uya. However, if that's Drabanan, maybe that already would be considered to be a Shchita Ru'uya because it goes from a level of a, it wouldn't be on the level of an Iser Chepza, it would be on the level of an Iser Gavra. Okay, again, it's Reb Chaim Mipi Hashmua, you don't need it. It's not Rashi. Rashi over here clearly says that since this is Mutar Doraisa, it's a Shchita Ru'uya. But Reb Chaim was bothered by Spiros from other areas of Shas, where we see that even Yisum Dirabanan create a Shchita She'ena Ru'uya, and therefore he wanted to say this is a unique din in Ma'aseh Shabbos. Within Ma'aseh Shabbos, that if it's a Dirabanan, it would have a nature of an Iser Gavra as opposed to an Iser Chefza. You realize the difference would be something in the Iser Gavra and Iser Chefza. What about the pot in which you cook the meat on Shabbos? In other words, can that pot now be used? Does that pot require a Hechsher? If this is a classic case of Ma'acholos Asuras, Ma'nachmin, if you cooked in the pot Nevela or Trefa or you cooked on Shabbos, Kodeshi. The pot itself was Bolea Kodesh. You have to be Magil the pot. But if it's an Iser on the person to eat the meat, the pot itself would be fine. That's a whole machlokas within the Achronim. What exactly over here would be the nature? Again, this is all within Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler. Within Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler, if we're dealing with Iser Doraisa, we have an Iser Chetza. If we're dealing with Iser Drabanan, maybe that itself is enough of a reason that it shouldn't be a Shchita Ru'uya. Or maybe within, or maybe no, the B'chol HaTorah Kula, even Iser Drabanan, would create a shlita shein aruya. Over here, it's because the nature of the Easter were to change. Okay. That's what we have over here in terms of the sugi of Maisa Shabbos. We're moving, Blinet, I'll give you the Mar Makamos later today, we're moving to back, if you want to the world of Shochet Avodah Zarah and Shochet the Shor HaNiskal in terms of how do we get to a chiyuv of Dalad Vehei according to Rav Meir. We pointed out that according to Rav Meir, we have a chiyuv of Dalad Vehei even though it's a Shchita Ruya, we don't care about that. We have a chiyuv of Dalad Vehei, and there's no coming with Rav Mune because we have one person doing the Shchita and someone else who is the Ganav, but there are other issues to take into account as well. Okay, so first, the first thing we're going to do is learn the Gemara from Toveach Avodah Zarah until next to the last line, Davar Gamar Mamon Kamamon Dame, period. And we'll see over here these two bottom Tosfos. That should be enough if, to keep you busy for this morning. And Bli Neder, I'll fill you in on what other Mar Makamos will have in terms of Dover Hagorim Lamamam. Bli Neder. I don't think we'll get beyond, even the Gemara, I don't think we'll get beyond the next, you know, going through the next six lines until Yom Rishon. Beseder, so I'll give you a page from Mar Makamos a little later this morning. Okay, Vatzlacha.